The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from Carter Subaru Studios. Welcome to our top stories this hour. You know who always has a good July 1st?
Who?
A guy named Bobby Bonilla.
Why is that?
He was a baseball player.
Okay.
Back in the, let's see, 86 till 2001 was his career. And he played four seasons with the New York Mets. And part of his compensation deal was that every year from 2011, now remember, this guy who has not played a game since 2001, but part of his compensation deal was that every year from 2011 until 2035, the New York Mets on July 1st will write him a check for $1.19 million.
Oh, my goodness. How do you get a gig like that?
His agent said, remember, it's not what you make or what you have. It's what you keep. Deferred compensation helps you keep your money. So today, he got a check for $1.19 million and will for the next 16 years on July 1st.
Nice.
That's a good deal. Okay, we have some breaking news in just a moment, but first, a Dory Monson Show exclusive.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
I will give you a cue to call in just a few minutes. And the fifth caller at 888-973 Cairo. Don't bother calling yet. Phones are blocked. But the fifth caller, when I give you the cue to call, is going to win two tickets to the July 7th Mariners game. The team will celebrate the legacy of Fred Hutchinson, and the first 10,000 fans can add to their collection with a bobblehead that pays homage to the Northwest icon, courtesy of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. You can get tickets at Mariners.com. You can hear that entire series against the A's on 710 ESPN Seattle. But I will give you a cue to call at 888-973 Cairo in a few minutes, and the fifth caller will win a pair of Mariners tickets. With that as mere prelude, let's get into our breaking news.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
We now have our first poll, national poll, since the two Democrat debates last week. CNN has just released it. And in this poll, Joe Biden took the biggest hit. He went from 32% in May down to 22%. He still leads among the Democrats. But Kamala Harris, who attacked him in that one debate, she has jumped 9 points into second place from 8% to 17%. Then you have Elizabeth Warren at 15%, Bernie Sanders at 14%. Everybody else is distant. Buttigieg at 4%, Cory Booker 3%, Beto O'Rourke 2%, Amy Klobuchar 2%.
Klobuchar,
whatever.
Did you hear, though, that Mayor Pete got close to 25 mil?
Hold on. I'm trying to find Jay Inslee here.
Oh.
Okay, here's the Inslee stats. In March, he was at 1%. In April, he was at 1%. In May, he was at 1%. And now in June, now that the nation has had a chance to hear from Jay Inslee, he has tumbled to 0% in the polls. So I think it's
how
over.
How does that happen?
Ursula, I don't want to say I told you so, but isn't that exactly
you did
what I said would happen? The more people hear Inslee, the more apathetic they get. They don't hate him. They don't dislike him. They get horribly, horribly apathetic about the man.
So did he have his last debate then, do you think?
Well, I don't know how he can get on the stage.
Because
for the
you have to
ones.
Have an even higher percentage.
Yeah, you're supposed to be at 3%. And, I mean, He's got to wrap it up. We were trying to figure out what song. We just got this breaking news in. So we're trying to figure out what song to go with because it's over for Jay Inslee. I'm telling you this right now. Once you've had the nation's ear and the nation goes, meh, you're done.
Never, ever, ever.
That's what the voters are telling Jay now. What else? Do we have this one?
That takes me to skate night.
Yeah. This is our musical tribute to Jay Inslee's presidential campaign.
Sad eyes, turn the other way.
Okay, let's see what else we got for Jay here.
It's the price I guess for the lies I've told. That the truth it no longer thrills me.
I
who's
like this?
Who's this? Snow Patrol.
When it's all we have, if we put these childish things away, if we lost them.
Okay. So we got to find the perfect sayonara to Jay Inslee and his campaign. So I don't know.
Now, according to the Associated Press, here's some new information. Apparently, Governor Inslee. Governor Inslee has spent about 17% of the money he's reported raising since getting in the race.
Maybe you should give part of it back to the taxpayers who have been funding his ridiculous traipsing about the country on private jets and SUVs so he can talk about the evils of climate change. That's what the voters are all telling Jay Inslee now. If you have a better musical suggestion, because we are just getting this breaking news in, you can always, on the Online Trading Academy text line, 98973, 98973. Why is this a good Jay Inslee one?
I just like it.
I'm not sure about this one. I think of the ones we've played. I like the Snow Patrol the best.
It's the price I guess for the lies I've told. That the truth it no longer thrills me. And why can't we love when it's
okay. So if you're just joining us, in the first national post-debate polling, Jay Inslee has fallen from 1% to 0%.
And apparently it's you have to hit 2% in multiple polls and 130,000 individual donors to then make it to the next round. And the polling starts right now. The ones that count for the next one start from right now until the end of July.
It's hoping he'd make it for two more months.
He has to work. Well, he's got, 83% left of the money he's raised.
Yeah, no, it's all over, Jay. Nice try. So so this has to be the end for Jay Inslee. Here is the other one that I think works best for him.
It's not easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.
Oh, man.
So we all know that his whole plan was just to get a job in the next administration. Do you think that he gained enough popularity to do that? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think he's got close.
Every time you open your mouth, people get more apathetic about you. Why would anybody want to have him tie his knot, I don't know what I'm saying, to their campaign? No, it's over. Plus Trump's going to win. Trump's going to win. He's going to beat all of these other challengers here in 2020.
Well, they're attacking each other now. They're eating each other.
Yes.
Well, that always happens because they have to narrow the field. So that happens. That always happens.
Yeah.
It does, but I don't know.
Know for sure is it's over for Jay. It's not official. That's my speculation. But exactly as we predicted, the more the nation heard him, the more apathetic they have gotten. And by the way, he's at 0%. And they do say the margin of error for this poll is 3%. So he could possibly be at negative 3%. All right, up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
As you know, especially after this last legislative session where the taxpayers took a real bloodbath down in Olympia, almost anything that limits and restricts taxation in our state is needed and appreciated. And they're kind of in the home stretch now, gathering signatures for the latest ballot initiative that would restrict taxation in our states. I-1648, and the guy behind it is Tim Eyman, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Dory, good to hear from you. And you were the first interview after we launched this thing, so it's appropriate you're here at the end.
So how close to the end are you? You have to have the signatures by when?
It's this coming Friday, and it's just a mad scramble. With every volunteer signature drive I've ever been involved with, this one doesn't have any paid signature gatherers. We don't have tons of money. But it always boils down to what comes in at the end, and there is just a wave coming, and it's just a question of whether or not it's a tsunami, which it feels like it's going to be, or whether or not it's going to fall short, and it all boils down to what happens this week.
Okay, if people have not heard us discuss this in the past, concisely tell us what 1648 would do.
It's called term limits on new taxes. So it's putting a time limit or a sunset on all new taxes that they impose. So the 11 tax increases that they imposed this legislative session, which cost us $27 billion, would all expire once the initiative passes. And it would say any future tax increases would expire after 1 year. So it's putting them on a real short leash and saying that when you guys raise taxes without a vote of the people, we need to put you on a real strict time limit. And so the website is called Give Them Nothing, givethemnothing.com. GiveThemNothing.com is our website. And there's a really phenomenal Facebook page called Washington for I-1648. And they just topped 10,000 members on Sunday. They're just going like gangbusters. It's like a little city in there on Facebook, Washington for I-1648. And they're talking about, you know, where you can go to get a petition and those kinds of things. So I encourage people to go to either one of those places.
Well, it was real interesting. I saw a fundraising email from a Democrat in the legislature that went out over the weekend. And in it, she said, we listened to you. We said no to the biggest carbon tax. We said no. And she listed about four or five taxes that we said no to. But if you checked her individual voting record, she voted yes on most of those tax increases and now has the audacity to, in a fundraiser, to say we listened to the people and said no. And it's just, it's comical to see how they're trying to spin things down there right now.
Well, and I think it's, I also saw, I think, the same one, and they said, we're committed to transparency. Well, these 11 tax increases were on the final weekend, many of them without public hearings, late at night. You had legislators saying they hadn't even had a chance to read the bills before they passed them. So there was no transparency. And so the beauty of the initiative process, if people are able to help us get this thing qualified, is we get to learn about every one of these 11 tax increases. We get to find out why they did them. We'll actually have a chance to consider them and debate them and get this thing on the ballot and let the voters decide whether or not they think 11 tax increases, $27 billion over the next 10 years is a good idea, or do we want to send these guys back to the drawing board and say to them, this is crazy what you did in that final weekend, unacceptable behavior, and you need to do things a different way.
So
givethemnothing.com, and again, the Facebook page is Washington for I-1648.
So given 1648, would these tax increases go to a vote of the people, or would they just go back to the legislature year after year?
Good for you. For the current tax increases, the ones they just imposed, they would all be all expire when the initiative passes. The next legislature could readopt them, but I think politically that ain't going to happen. If voters repudiate all these tax increases, the voters are saying very clearly that they don't want higher taxes. But any future taxes that they impose in the future, those would have a one-year time limit. They would expire after 1 year. So the legislature could theoretically vote for tax increases year after year after year, but by putting them on a short leash like this, we make it a whole lot tougher for them.
Okay, and you said that you've heard a lot of excitement. I certainly am supportive of this. What
What kind of numbers do you need to make by the end of the week?
It's really insane, honestly. I've done initiatives for 22 years, and usually you have months and months and months, so it's more of a marathon. This thing has been an all-out sprint for the last 4 weeks. Again, you were the first interview that I gave, and at that time you were like, what's this thing do again? And for the last 4 weeks, this thing has just exploded. And so it all boils down to what comes in this week. Honestly, everybody has been for the last 3 weeks just getting the petitions out. Now we've got to get them back in again. And honestly, I've never seen anything like this, the amount of grassroots support there is. You've been a real hero on this one. Frankly, there's other people on other stations have been really pumping on this thing. And it's just incredible how much enthusiasm there is. But signature drives are hard. Initiatives are hard. We've qualified 17 initiatives over the last 20 years, and every one of them is really difficult. But this one has a feel of a tsunami, of something that could just set all sorts of records if people are willing to help. So, again, it's givethemnothing.com. And, again, that Facebook page is Washington 4I1648.
Okay, yeah, this is a real good idea to put chain on this radical legislature down in Olympia. All right, Tim, keep me posted, okay?
I appreciate it. And you really helped get us our $30 tabs on the ballot this November. Let's give it a partner with 1648. And so I'm really grateful for your support, Dory.
You got it. All right, Tim, take care. Tim Iman joining us, and I'd like to hear what you think about all of this. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. Up next in the Big Lead.
Your read on the Big Lead.
In fact, these are from the Online Trading Academy text line. I told you a couple hours ago, 165,000 gallons of raw sewage has spilled at Golden Gardens, making it unsafe to swim there. From the 425, raw sewage at Golden Gardens? So the politicians are out there swimming? But I kind of like this one from the 509. New Seattle Council motto, come get a golden shower at Golden Gardens. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Okay, let's open up those old phone lines, Sean DeTore, because we're going to give away a pair of Mariner tickets. Fifth caller right now at 888-973 Cairo, 888-973-5476. We'll win two tickets to the July 7th Mariners game against the Oakland A's. Fifth caller, 888-973-5476. That is your Big Lead.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursula's going to check the notes, then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio is coming up. Well, if you're just joining us, the breaking news just came in last half hour. The first national Democrat voter poll since the two debates last week. Jay Inslee, who had been at 1% in March, 1% in April, 1% in May, falls to an asterisk, 0% in the first poll after the debates last week. And so we've been asking for your help because we were working on the fly last half hour. Man, I tell you what, this inspired some backbiting here in the studio.
I heard it during the newscast. Yeah. I'm trying to focus on my newscast, and I hear some
Nicole
squabbling over there.
She was snapping at me. She was like a snapping turtle at me a few minutes ago. No, because we were trying to find songs for the Inslee campaign on the fly.
So what were you guys snapping at
each other? Well, she was loading the songs, and I was going in and finding a start point, and she complained that my start point was too jumpy.
Well, I was going in and nicely editing them to a great start and a little intro.
Yes.
And then I would go to save it and it would error because he just saved it.
She's very defensive of her turf, you see.
Yes. I like it, though.
Just
that's what you
again.
Want in a great producer.
Yeah.
But so if this is
she's
jumpy
saving
and
you from yourself.
This is jumpy and rough, audience.
No, it's all going to be good. It's all just fine. And so for our awesome audio today, we got a ton of suggestions from all of you on the Online Trading Academy text line, 98973. So instead of going through the news audio of the day, although we may have one of those, just as a little bonus. But we do have a few more. Now, again, I have to stress, nothing. We've heard nothing from the Inslee campaign. Nobody within his campaign has suggested that he's going to fold up the tent. But I'm telling you right now, if you fall when you have your first exposure in the national debates and you fall from 1%, which isn't easy to do, it's almost impossible to fall from 1%.
And that's given that CNN and MSNBC had him on every one of their shows last week.
Last weekend, he was on three different MSNBC shows in the days leading up to the debate. Falling from 1% is like falling off one sheet of paper.
But, Dory, just one thing, because I showed you the article where he says that after the debates, he got more money, so he was able to raise more money. We just don't know how much.
Yeah, and he can say whatever he wants, but if you are at zero
so
in the polls.
More money, but he's down in the polls.
You don't qualify.
Down to zero.
And by the way, I don't understand political giving. I really don't. I just wouldn't do it, ever. But why somebody, when you know he's got no chance, why would, I mean, he has saved, collected millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars for this presidential run. And talk about just burning all of that money, just throwing it all away. Meanwhile, he's throwing away the taxpayers' money here in Washington. So some of your song suggestions for the inevitability of the death of his campaign is our awesome audio of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio. Clips of the day.
Well, this one many people sent in to us.
Go ahead and kiss him. Go on and kiss him. Goodbye.
Can we review how great the start point for that song was? Have you ever heard such a clean start point?
Fantastic.
I don't usually do audio editing. That was unbelievable. Oh man, that was like perfection there. Hey, what are some of the other suggestions from listeners here?
I think
got this one here.
Goodbye to you.
Here's the question, though, that we have to all ponder. And by the way, all of our awesome audio is brought to you, as always, by Brown Bear Car Wash. This will eventually throw things into a bit of turmoil here in Washington because Bob Ferguson, one of the most detestable politicians I've ever encountered in 24 years on the air, and Dow Constantine, one of the other most detestable politicians I've ever encountered in 24 years on the air, they were lining up to run for governor. So now, if Inslee, since I think Trump's going to beat whoever the Democrats nominate, if the economy doesn't tank and if North Korea doesn't get off a nuke. But then, does Inslee come back? And is he okay being governor?
So they're all waiting to see whether he would run for a third term. There's another person who I think it's our lands commissioner who is also potential.
Hillary France.
Yes.
Hillary France. Yeah. So all of them were kind of lining up here. But because Jay has declared,
I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
Again, he didn't actually declare that.
No. But. I'm putting words in the man's mouth here. Okay, that's our awesome audio brought
Seriously,
to you.
You're not going to do any of the country songs. And those were listener songs.
Turn out the lights.
Oh, all right. Or rather.
The party's over.
Here, real quick.
This is gone.
The voters have spoken, Jay. When are we going to get your response? That's our awesome audio. Today's sign, The End Is Near, is next. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. Thanks to Brock Heward for coming on with me. Thanks to Arsenio Hall for joining us. If you missed any of the conversations, you can go get caught up on our podcast page. Go to MyNorthwest.com, the Dory Monson Show page. And when we are off the air, we will upload the podcast and you can get all caught up on everything. And we still have a lot more to do with today's edition of
Today's Sign That the End Is Near.
Today's sign the world is soon coming to an end. Dateline, New York State. The Whitesville School District. By the way, how offensive is that? To have a town called Whitesville. That triggers me. Anyway, at the school yearbook, they were profiling some of the teachers, including Jeff Acor, a social studies teacher at the small school district. And then they have a little bio under him. Under the heading, New Guy on the Block, meet Mr. Acor, the new high school history teacher. And it has a couple lines about he's sorry he could never play for the Buffalo Bills. When asked who his favorite person in history was, he replied, Adolf Hitler, who did many great things for Germany and their youths before the infamous Holocaust. Adolf was outed and faced hardships early in life, which a lot of people can relate to. Adolf is arguably the greatest public speaker in the history of the world. Adolf made many great strides to make Germany a world superpower. So this guy really loves Adolf Hitler, or as he calls him, Adolf. He's on a meat tenderizer first name basis with Hitler. Well, some parents were very upset. Some of his colleagues were very upset that he cited Hitler as the greatest person in history. But they said after a full investigation, there's nothing to punish him for. If that's what he really thinks, then you can't fire a guy or suspend him for just being honest. But the superintendent of the district said that the statement was incomplete and some key things were left out to give it more context. The problem is they didn't say what was left out and what would give it better context. So how are they going to handle it? They are going to reprint and distribute a brand new yearbook with a different statement by the high school teacher. Where I'm sure he won't be quite so loving about Adolf Hitler. Today's sign story number two. Remember when Sarah Sanders went into the Red Hen restaurant in Virginia? And I want to make sure everybody knows there's a similarly named restaurant in the Green Lake area. No relation. So don't love or hate the local restaurant because you love or hate what happened back in Virginia. But that's where Sarah Sanders was essentially chased out of the restaurant by the owner there when she was just trying to have dinner with a bunch of friends. You may recall last week, Eric Trump, the 35-year-old son of the president, he was at a cocktail lounge in Chicago when a cocktail server, she got more and more worked up about his dad, and it ended with her spitting in the face of Eric Trump, which is just a piggish, disgusting act. Well, the owner of the Red Hen restaurant in Virginia that kicked out Sarah Huckabee, she said that maybe Republicans should just dine at home. She said that the new rules of leftist violence in the age of Trump. She wrote, in the meantime, the new rules apply. If you're directly complicit in spreading hate or perpetuating suffering, maybe you should consider dining at home. So this restaurant owner is just a horrible human being. So she believes that half of the population should not ever be able to dine out. And if they do, they should be subjected to having spit launched in their face or somebody tainting their food or somebody kicking them out of a restaurant.
You know what's interesting about all that? The people who scream the loudest about, you know, a gay couple goes 50 miles and finds the only florist that won't do flowers for their wedding ceremony so that they can sue. But that same ideology thinks it's okay to ban somebody from restaurants based on their political ideology. Do you see a little bit of hypocrisy there at all? They believe that florists and bakeries should be open to all, regardless of anything that that customer represents. But restaurants should only be open to people who think like me. It's a really disgusting worldview. All right, and finally, in today's sign. By the way, as I play a little Duran Duran, I want to give a shout out to Durandy, the world's greatest Duran Duran fan and archivist, who continues, for reasons that I'll never understand, he continues to send pizzas to the radio station anytime any of the four members of Duran Duran celebrate a birthday. We really appreciate it. Nicole and I, Sean, not so much because he's a little lactose intolerant, so the cheese doesn't sit well with him. But we really appreciate it, Durandy. I just thought of Durandy because we were playing a Duran Duran song called Falling Down. Hey, speaking of falling down, a woman was at a casino in Ohio, Jack's Casino. There was a wet floor sign that some mopper had set up, and somebody had knocked down the sign, or it fell over, and this woman tripped on the sign, fractured her kneecap, sued the casino, and was just awarded $3 million by a jury. How do you trip on a sign that has fallen? Does nobody look where they're going? I'm curious, was she staring at her phone when she tripped on the sign? Whatever happened to human beings having some sense of situational awareness so that you don't crack open your knee? Anyway, the jury said because of the casino's carelessness and negligence in not making sure the stand was set back up after it fell down, the woman says she suffered permanent bodily injury and will continue to incur medical expenses. And so now she's getting $3 million payoff from a jury against the casino. All for falling down. All of that is today's sign, the end is near. And I got to get out of here. I've said everything I have to say for today. If I'll go home, I'll think up a bunch of cool stuff for Tuesday's show. Kenny, Mike, and Todd are coming up next, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. High noon. Hit it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.